How are you? Happy, happy Thursday. Man, can't believe it's already Thursday. I get out of bed on Monday morning, ready to go, get a lot of stuff done all week long, and then comes Thursday, it's like, it's the weekend, almost. Let's go do nothing. And that's what today's show's all about. It's about doing nothing, but not the nothing you're thinking about. It's a special kind of something that is actually a nothing if you do it right and will get you more of what you want in only a way that Scott Logic can deliver it for you. So if you're a fan of doing nothing, listen to the show. It's going to make sense to you, I promise. Particularly if you want to make more money, okay? It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day because you're the boss of you, aren't you? Yep. And one day you sat down to yourself and say, hey, boss of me, this is what I want. I want more money. I want more happiness. I want better relationships. This is what I want. I should get it. I deserve it. And you do, by the way. But you're saying this to yourself because it's, you know, it's that little brain, your brain talking to you. And you're like, I deserve this stuff and I just want whatever, right? And so you, the consciousness, says, yeah, you're right. I agree. Let's go get it. And like a week later, it's like, what was I thinking? I forget. And like a year later, maybe even worse, it's the end of 2022. You're doing a year in review. What happened in 2022? And you're like, So you're the boss of you. You gave yourself a command, but because you're boss of you, you can ignore yourself. If you ignore your real boss, they'll fire you. But you can't fire yourself, can you? So this show is basically about knowing you can't fire yourself, you're stuck. So you may as well get off your ass and do something. And we'll help you do that today as we talk about nothing. Hey, it's me, Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. You ought to go there. We do some cool stuff. We have a new Facebook group. Facebook.com/groups/Daily Boost Podcast. I've never had a Facebook group for the Daily Boost Podcast. It's the first time. Facebook.com/groups/Daily Boost Podcast. We got about 300 members. We'll have 1,000 here within a week or so. It's growing really fast. And this group is for you to communicate with me, for me to help you communicate with each other, a group of like-minded individuals, cool, nice people. Want to hang out, get some good energy. But I'm getting a question. The question is, Scott, I've asked to be in your group 3 times. You keep saying no. You keep declining me. It's so depressing. I said, well, yeah, I keep declining you because you don't answer my questions. I only have 3 questions. How long have you been listening? What do you expect to get from the group? And what's your big ass goal? That's it. And you won't answer my questions. And then I have a thing. My terms are really simple. Basically be nice. And you're not agreeing to my terms. Why would I let you in my group? So answer my questions. See, I learned something a long time ago. Come here a sec. Okay. Listen really closely and pay attention and see if this applies to your day. Here's what I've learned. I have learned that cool, nice people, people with integrity, people who are paying attention, people who are not distracted, it's not just about them. It's about really being good people. I have learned that they kind of are good people. If you ask them a question, they just kind of give you an answer. And that's what the questions are for, because I'll ask it and you just give me a cool answer. You just write it out like it's nothing, like, oh yeah, well, I'm here because cool. And I get so much energy from that. But I've also learned that people who are so distracted or refuse to play along with what the rest of the group wants to do, they're not in my group. It's something that's never going to work, and there's no need to even go down that road, so I don't. I go, you're gone. And I hope that doesn't sound mean, but it's Scott Logic and a lot of wisdom, a lot of experience at play that tells me that anybody who steps into your world and just doesn't even honor your world doesn't need to be in your world. And maybe you'll disagree with that, but I have just learned that sometimes that's the world, the way the world's wired. All right. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Daily Boost. That's HIMS.com/Daily Boost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Daily Boost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Today's show is going to be a little bit different today. If you got my daily nugget, you are reading about doing nothing. And because you're a member, you got my daily nugget. And you're thinking, wait a second, the podcast has nothing to do with my nugget. It always does. Well, I had a better idea after I got this ready to go for you. So I sent the nugget. I said, heck with it. I'm just going to talk about something else. But it's on the same tone, okay? So look at the nugget. Get the messages in that nugget about doing nothing. But listen to what I'm going to say today. If you didn't get the nugget, it's lost in the email someplace. You'll get a lot out of today's show anyway. So here, let's go. So I was on the phone with a client yesterday. She had an issue. I'm not going to use her name, but I will use what she does for a living. She's a real estate agent. She's going to be like, listen to me right now. Said, Scott, are you talking about me again? Yeah, I am, because we have great conversations. And she had picked up a client that was wanting to get an expensive home, a very expensive home. So she's a top-tier agent, top-tier firm, works on full commission, does the full thing, full service, very, very good at her game, and deserves the best clients. And this is a good client coming at her in a price point that she's willing to work at, because that's what you have to do. You got to choose where you want to be. Listen, if you want to make $1 million a year, you can't sell $100,000 homes, right? You got to sell more expensive homes to the people. And a lot of people are buying expensive homes. So she says, but I got this client that wanted an expensive home and I've been looking for him. And then they called me and said, listen, we changed our mind. We're going to keep our home where it is, but we just want to buy a condo and under $200,000. And go find a bunch of them and set up a bunch of showings for us. And by the way, this is the one we like the most, and it's even less than that. And by the way, there's a discount commission on this one, so you're not even going to get close to what you're worth doing. All right, so listen closely here. A long time ago, people would contact me to do work, and I would say, listen, if you're not going to pay me what I need and what I know I deserve, then I'm just going to go to the beach, because I'd rather lay on the beach and have a good time than work for nothing or what I'm worth. And I go to the beach. I forget about it. So I told her, I said, okay, here's the thing. If you're a high-profile performer, if you're at top of your game, then you need to act like that. And your mindset right now is not acting like that. Your mindset is like, oh, let's just do everything. Let's save the day. And she literally said to me this. She said, I have nothing to do today. What am I going to do? And let me just share this with you, because she actually has a multi-million dollar listing that she needs to make a phone call to go get. And so you have nothing to do. You're going to deal with these people that are pushing you down to work for less than you're worth, to make you feel really, really, really bad. And you're not going to get the paycheck you want. You're going to hate every single minute of it. Why would you ever even start this process? No, the rules have changed when they changed what they were doing. She goes, okay, what do I do? I said, tell them no. Refer it to somebody else. Just move on. Get away from it. Do nothing. Do nothing. Hard to do, because the mindset was that, oh, no. Because we're taught to do this. I mean, society pushes us into this. It makes us feel like, well, we should, because you started down this road. But listen, if you change the rules on me after we've started and agreed to something, the rules change. I'm not going to let you drag me down that road. It's not going to happen. We're just going to say, it changed. Move on. So I want to share this with you today. A lot of folks are going to listen to this and go, hey, man, it's maybe it's a little bit tough, but you got to meet. Can I ask you a question just today? How many times have you been in a situation like that? Know you're worth more. Know your time's worth more. Know you demand more respect. You should be respected more, because you know you can do more, and people know it as well. And somebody disrespects you and you go along with it. And where does it always end? Where does it end? It always ends with you really wishing you hadn't gone down that road, doesn't it? So part of what we do here at Motivation to Move is understanding that we're going to cut through the unicorn and rainbow stuff. We're going to cut through the stuff other people make you want to believe you're supposed to be doing because they said so. And you're going to decide what you want, how to get it, stay on track, and go after it. And I promise, the minute you get that mindset, without being mean, without being prejudiced about anything, you just said, no, listen, it doesn't work anymore. This is my direction. I'm going this way. Guess what happens? Are you ready for it? Here's what happens. This is the cool thing. These people that were just going to disrupt your life and pull you off track for months and months and months at a time and get you to the point where you're just not liking life, they'll just kind of forget, because when you didn't give them what they want, they went and found somebody who would give them what they want. They're gone. It's okay. Oh, they might say bad things about you, or probably not. They don't care. They're not thinking about you right now. They're thinking about them. The very minute you figure out that people are only thinking about themselves is the way you get to the point where you can get exactly what you want, because you'll spend more time thinking about yourself as well. Oh, how cool is that? All right, so read the nugget. You'll get the message about doing nothing. But understand, I told a client, do nothing if you have to. But I would suggest actually that when you have the space for nothing, you suddenly have room to make the call to that person that wants to give you everything you're worth, and you can build a relationship to make that happen. That's the moral of this very cool story. All right, let me get out of here. I've had enough messing with you today. Get to my Facebook group. We'll blow that thing up here pretty quick. Facebook.com/group/Daily Boost Podcast. Answer my questions or you're not coming in. It's a simple rule. That's right. But I do hope to get to know you a lot inside the group. See you soon.